Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus is here with us.
耶稣在这里。
Isn't it wonderful that he invites us to come into his presence?
多么美好，他邀请我们来到他的同在当中。
It doesn't matter where we are or who we are. He invites all of us.
不管我们是在哪里，不管我们是谁，他邀请了我们每一个人。
He wants us all to be like Mary, to sit at his feet.
他希望我们每一个人都像玛利亚一样，安静地坐在他的脚前。
I've looked forward to being with you this morning.
我期望今天早上跟你们在一起。
Because there's such a wonderful presence of the Lord when we gather together in his name.
当我们在他的名里。 聚集在一起的时候，他的同在是如此的美好。Oh,
I'd like to say a very blessed day to all the mothers.
我想要祝福每一个做母亲的。I
thought of each one of you yesterday.
我昨天在想到每一位。It
was Mother's Day.
昨天是母亲节。
And we pray that the Lord blessed you and anointed you.
我们祷告主祝福你们，高摩你们。
Those of you that are leaders are like mothers.
我们做领袖的就像一个母亲。
You care for those children that the Lord has put in your care.
你照顾那些主放在你旁边的孩子们。
You want to lead them to Jesus.
你想要把他们带到耶稣面前。
Well, this morning I couldn't but help remember Sister Nancy Chow.
今天早上我不得不想到周师母。
What a mother she was to all of us.
她是何等一样母亲对着我们所有的人。
What an example.
她是一个多么美好的榜样。
Oh, how she loved Jesus.
Oh, 她何等的爱耶稣。
She was so filled with his spirit.
她充满了耶稣的灵。
Her children feel a great loss without her.
她的孩子们感受到极大的损失，离开了她。
But as we remember her, we also remember that she was an obedient wife.
当我们纪念她的时候，我们也要想到她是一个顺服的母亲。
I've told you before that she told me one day in China that she would never speak back to her husband.
我曾经说过，她在中国的时候，她从来没有说过先生的不好。She
made that vow to the Lord.
她向神立约。Never
to answer back.
从不还嘴。And
those 15 years that I worked with her and traveled with her, I saw that's the way she was.
在过去的15年，我跟他一起旅行，一起同工，我就看到这就是他的方式。She
was very submissive.
他非常的顺服。But
she was also very strong in praying for her husband.
但他同时又在为先生祷告上非常的坚强。
And I also remember how she loved to dance in the spirit.
我也想到她非常喜欢在圣灵里跳舞。
And it became difficult for her to walk.
虽然她后来很难走路。
We would be in a meeting. I go over and take her hand, and she was right ready to dance with me.
当我们在聚会中的时候，我拉着她的手，她就准备好了要跟我一起跳舞。
She was so filled with His Spirit.
她充满了神的灵。
I have had other spiritual mothers like my teacher.
我有另外属灵的母亲，就如我的老师。
From the Zion Faith Homes.
她是锡安城信心家庭里的。
They were students of Martha Wing Robinson.
他们是罗宾森师母的学生。
And they followed in the path the Lord set before them.
他们跟随着耶稣带他们所走的道路。
I also had a dear pastor friend I worked with in Canada.
我也有一个我所亲爱的牧师的朋友在加拿大。
Her name was Ruby McKinnon.
她的名字是 Ruby Timmon.
She was a lover of Jesus.
她是一个耶稣的爱人。
And she was also very submissive to her husband.
她也是对先生非常的顺服。
My teacher in Zion never married.
我在锡安城的老师从未结婚。
But she had many spiritual children.
但她有很多属灵的孩子。
She led many pastors to the feet of Jesus.
她带领了很多的牧师来到耶稣的脚前。
It's so wonderful when Jesus takes over in someone's life.
何等的美好，当耶稣接管了一个人的生命。
And we have surrendered altogether to Him.
我们全然的降服于他。
My own precious mother loved God with all her heart.
我自己所亲爱的母亲全心地爱着耶稣。
No matter what trial or problem came up, she held on to the Lord Jesus.
不管什么样的试炼和问题来到，她总是紧紧地抓住耶稣。
I was with her when she went to be with Jesus.
当她离世到主那里去的时候，我跟她在一起。
Her face was radiant.
她的脸上充满了荣光。
And I knew she saw Jesus.
我知道她看见了耶稣。
Her favorite song was, I will see him face to face.
她最喜欢的一首歌就是，我将要面对面看见他。
And when she passed away, as I stood by her side,
当她离世的时候，我站在她的旁边。
The Lord filled me with the Holy Spirit.
主用圣灵充满了我。
It was so wonderful. Everybody, nurses came to comfort me, but I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
非常的奇妙，护士他们都来安慰我，但是我在被圣灵充满。
I was crying, but there was like a river of the Spirit filling my whole being.
我在哭泣，但是圣灵的水流像河流一样充满了我的全人。
And the next year is when Pastor Chow asked my husband and I to work with him.
第二年，周牧师让我和先生跟他们同工。
I had the privilege of going with Pastor Chow to China.
我有这样的特权，跟周牧师一起去中国服侍。
The first time I put my feet on Chinese soil was Mother's Day.
当我踏上中国土地的第一天，就是母亲节。
That reminded me that my mother wanted to go to China when she was a young girl, but the door was closed.
那时我想起我的母亲就是想要去中国服侍，当她还是一个小女孩的时候，但是门没有开。
Her desire was to work in an orphanage there.
她的渴望是在中国的孤儿院工作。
She had found Jesus and studied in the faith homes in Zion also.
她也是在锡安城遇见了耶稣。
But at that time, she couldn't get into China.
但在那个时刻，她没有办法到中国去。
It was in the 1940 years.
那是1940年代。
But here I was, her daughter, standing on Chinese soil on Mother's Day.
然而今天我站在中国的土地上，在母亲节的那一天。
I said, Oh Jesus, would you please tell Mother I'm here?
我说主耶稣啊，你可不可以告诉我的妈妈我在这里？
Hallelujah. Another Mother's Day I remember in China. It was with Pastor Chow and Mrs. Chow.
我记得另外一个母亲节，我跟周牧师和师母在中国。
We were in Shanghai.
我们在上海。
And Pastor Chow asked Sister Nancy to be the speaker because it was Mother's Day.
当时周牧师和师母是讲员，那时是在母亲节。
She rose to the occasion and she gave her testimony.
周师母站起来做了见证。
She told how the Lord raised her up from a deathbed.
她讲到主怎样把她从病床上，好像是从死里复活。
It seems like just yesterday I heard her say it.
这感觉好像是昨天我还在听她这样讲。
She wanted to live altogether for him.
她想要完全的为他而活。
She wanted to be what Jesus appointed her to be.
她想要做耶稣让她做的事，成为耶稣让她成为的样式。
And since it was Mother's Day, She invited anyone who wanted to receive Jesus to stand.
因为是母亲节，她就邀请所有人做母亲的来站起来。
There were several women and men that got up to accept Jesus as their Savior.
当时有好几位男人和女人站起来接受耶稣做他们的救主。
But the most wonderful to me was that her daughter-in-law accepted Jesus that day.
但是最奇妙的是，那一天她自己的媳妇接受了耶稣为她的救主。
She was married to their son David.
她是她的儿子大卫的妻子。
And her name was Ray Ping.
她的名字是瑞平。
Oh, what a thrill that was to Sister Nancy.
Oh, 这对周师母是多么喜乐的一件事。
How God used her.
神使用了她。
And her daughter-in-law that she'd been praying for came to Jesus.
她为她的媳妇祷告了很多年来接受耶稣。
How fruitful Sister Nancy's life was.
周师母的生命结满了果子。
You know, this, when we have our leadership meeting, I have been wanting to teach from the book of Timothy and Titus.
当我们有领袖的会议时，我在打算教导提摩太书信和提多书。
Pastor Chow had decided that during this new year 2021, he would teach from Timothy and Titus.
周牧师曾说，在今年新的一年，他要教导提摩太书信和提多书。
So this morning, I want to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9.
今天早上，我们要来读提摩太前书第二章第九节。
I think I'll start with verse 8.
我从第八节开始读。
I desire that the men pray everywhere.
我愿男人
lift up holy hands.
我愿男人无愤怒无争竞举起圣洁手随处祷告
without wrath and doubting
无愤怒无争竞
in like manner also women adorn themselves in modest apparel
又愿女人廉耻自守
the women adorn themselves in modest apparel
以正派衣裳为装饰不以鞭法、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。
But what is proper for women professing godliness with good works?
只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。
Let a woman learn in silence with all submission.
女人要沉静学道，一味的顺服。
I do not permit a woman to teach or have authority over a man, but to be in silence.
我不许女人讲道，也不许她辖管男人，只要沉静。
For Adam was formed first, then Eve.
因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。
Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into sin.
且不是亚当被引诱。乃是女人被引诱，陷在罪里。
Nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, holiness, and self-control.
然而，女人若长存信心、爱心，有圣洁自守，就必在生产上得救。
This is a passage that's often hard to understand.
这段经文常常很难理解。
Paul is saying, I don't permit a woman to teach.
保罗说我不许女人讲道。
At that time, when Paul wrote this, a lot of women were calling out in the meeting and making a commotion.
在那个年代，当保罗写这个书信的时候，很多姊妹在聚会中站起来分享。
You know, in the synagogue, the women sat on one side and the men on the other.
在会堂里，女人坐在一边，男人坐在另外一边。
And it would be a disruption to call out.
如果站起来出声，就会成为一个干扰。
That's why Paul said, if you have a question, ask your husband at home.
那就是为什么保罗说，如果你有问题，就在家里面先请教你的丈夫。
Oh, it's so wonderful to take all the scriptures together.
何等的美好，我们把所有的经文放在一起。
I want you to turn to another book that Paul wrote, Ephesians.
我们请大家翻开另外一个保罗的书信，以弗所书。
Well, this is from the same Apostle Paul.
从同样的使徒保罗。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Verse 20,
第二十节,
giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Submitting to one another in the fear of God.
又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头。
And Christ is the Savior of the body.
他又是教会全体的救主。
Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let wives be to their own husbands in everything.
教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
I was serving with a pastor in Canada who had a wife that was very much a wonderful preacher, full of the Holy Ghost.
我在加拿大的时候跟一个牧者同工，他的妻子充满了圣灵。
But she never took over authority over her husband.
但她从来没有辖管她的丈夫，使用她的权柄。
When that pastor preached at a wedding that I went to, he used this word.
当那位牧师在一个婚礼上，讲道的时候，他使用这样的话语。
Verse 21, each of you submit to one another.
他说到，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。第21节。
He gave a very good talk on how, whether we're male or female, husband or wife, we should learn to submit to one another.
他的讲话非常的美好，我们无论是丈夫还是妻子，我们需要彼此的顺服。
And he was encouraging that new husband to submit.
他也在鼓励那位新做丈夫的来顺服。
And the wife to submit.
妻子也要顺服。
You know, Jesus Christ has called us to be whether male or female, we are to submit to one another.
你知道我们的主耶稣基督呼召我们，无论是男人女人，都要彼此顺服。
That's something we saw in Sister Nancy.
这是我们在周师母的身上所看见的。
And living with them and working with them privately, I saw many times Pastor Chow as Sister Nancy. What should we do?
我私下里跟他们同工同行同住，我看到很多次周牧师问师母说，我们该怎么做呢？
I remember him standing from the pulpit and saying, I want to introduce you to my pastor.
我记得他在讲台上站起来说，我要跟大家介绍我的牧师。
I think that was in a church in Malaysia.
我记得那是在马来西亚的一个教会。
Everybody wanted to see who his pastor was.
每个人都想要知道他的牧师是谁。
And he said, Sister Nancy, will you please stand up?
周牧师说，周师母，请你站起来。
He said, my wife is my pastor.
牧师说，我的妻子是我的牧师。
So that is where God wants us to interpret what Paul is saying to Timothy.
你看，这就是神想要我们知道怎样解释保罗对提摩太的教导。
Other places is in scripture, he says, there's neither male nor female, but Christ is all.
在圣经另外的地方，他说，不管是男人女人，基督是个人的头。
If you're a wife, if you're a mother, if you're a woman, and you want to be honored, learn how to submit.
如果你是一个母亲，一个女儿，或者一个妻子，你想要知道怎样尊荣基督，就要学习顺服。
That's the scripture. As we humble ourselves, he lifts us up.
经文说，如果我们自卑，他就使我们升高。
That's the great call.
这是一个极大的呼召。
That we submit to Christ.
我们向基督降服。
And that we humble ourselves.
我们自己卑微。
Learn how to submit to one another.
学习怎样彼此顺服。
And there will be victory in our soul.
那就会有得胜来到我们的灵魂当中。
Jesus himself submitted at all times to his Father's will.
耶稣他自己一直每一时刻都降服于他的父。
There was something Jesus wanted himself.
有一些事情是耶稣想要为他自己的。
It happened in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那发生在克西马尼园。
He said, Father, is it possible we don't have to do this?
他说，父啊，若是可能，求你把这杯挪去。
Then he said, Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
然而，不要照我的意思，那要照你的意思。
Oh, when he made that surrender, it brought salvation into the whole world.
Oh, 当他做了这样的降服，就把救恩带到了全世界。
So he calls us as leaders to learn more to be submissive to one another.
所以他呼召我们做领袖的，要学习怎么样彼此的顺服。
Especially when we think we know what the will of God is.
尤其是当我们觉得我们知道神的旨意是什么。
We need to be very careful.
我们需要非常的谨慎。
It may be our own will.
有可能那是我们自己的意思。
I'll tell you what happened to me yesterday.
我跟大家讲讲昨天发生了什么事。
Our pastor honored the mothers at church.
我的牧师在教会在尊荣我们的母亲们。
He spoke about the woman that was healed of the issue of blood.
他提到那个被医治的血漏的妇人。
You know the story, it's written clearly in Mark's gospel.
这是在马可福音很清楚的记录。
She had been sick for 12 years.
她病了12年。
And she wanted to touch the hem of his garment. Oh, if I could just touch him, I'd be healed.
她想要摸耶稣的衣裳坠子。她说只要我能摸到他的衣裳坠子，我就得医治了。
But there were so many people crowding around him.
但周围有很多的人在拥挤耶稣。
She came down very low.
她来到那个地方很
And she reached out and touched the hem of his garment.
她就伸手触摸到耶稣的衣裳坠子。
Jesus recognized it.
耶稣得知这件事。
He felt virtue go out of him.
她感到能力从她的身上流出去。
And he said,Be of good cheer, my daughter.
她说女儿放心。
Well, what the pastor brought out is the fact that when we think of this woman, we call her the woman with the issue of blood.
牧师讲到当我们想到这个女人时我们称她为血漏的妇人。
That's the label we put on her. We don't even know her name.
那是我们给她贴的标签我们甚至不知道她的名字。
But Jesus, when he spoke to her, he said, My daughter.
但是当耶稣提到她的时候，耶稣称她为我的女儿。
And that's what Jesus is saying to us. He calls us his daughter.
这就是耶稣怎么样说到我们，他称呼我们为他的女儿。
Oh, that was such a blessing to me.
Oh, 这对我是何等的祝福。
When people ask me, what is your name? I say, Martha. They always say, Martha, Martha, Martha.
当人们问我叫什么名字的时候，我总是说马大，然后他们就说马大，马大，马大。
They say my name like scolding me.
他们叫我名字的时候好像在责备我。
Sometimes if pastor's preaching about Martha, he says, I'm sorry, Martha, here I go preaching about Martha.
有的时候牧师在讲到马大的故事的时候，他就对我说，哦，对不起，我现在又要讲马大的故事了。
I said that to the Lord while pastor was preaching about calling the woman his daughter.
我就说牧师在讲这个血漏的妇人的时候，他称她为我的女儿。
Oh, I felt I was hearing him say, "My daughter Martha."
我好像听到耶稣说，我的女儿马大。
Isn't that beautiful? I'd like to say that to you. He's calling you his daughter.
多么美好！他也在对你说，他称你为他的女儿。
You're his own daughter.
你是他自己的女儿。
And the men that are with us, the leaders, he's saying to you, my son.
那些领袖，那些弟兄，他称他们为我的儿子。
So intimate.
多么的亲密。
So loving.
多么的充满了爱。
And so when I hear him say, Martha, I hear him say, Martha, Martha.
所以当我听他叫我的名字的时候，我好像听到马大马大。
I don't think he was scolding her.
我不觉得他在责备马达。
That's my interpretation.
这是我的理解。
When he corrects us, it's always with his love.
当他纠正我们的时候，总是满了慈爱。
He doesn't scold us.
他并不批评责备我们。
He pours in his love.
他浇灌他的爱。
I'm thankful in my times with Pastor Chow. He always asked me to pray about traveling with them.
我很感恩当我跟周牧师同工的时候，他总是请求我为他们来祷告。
He would always say, see what Brother Jim feels about you going this time.
他总是说，看看你的先生Jim 弟兄他的感觉对于你这次的旅行和服侍。
He knew that my husband was my protector.
他知道我的弟兄我的先生是我的保护者。
And God could speak to him.
神可以对他说话。
Even if you are married to someone that doesn't serve the Lord.
即使你可能嫁给了一个先生他并没有在神的事工中服侍。
The scripture tells us to respect them.
经文告诉我们要敬重他。
I knew a woman whose husband was very unfaithful to her.
我知道有一个女人，她的先生对她不忠。
He often was out drinking with other men and women.
她总是出去酗酒，跟别的男人、女人在一起。
Going away for 2 or 3 days at a time.
每两三天就出去一次。
And when he came home, he would be sick from the liquor.
当他回家的时候，因为酗酒就生病了。
And I heard how she lovingly cared for him.
我听说她却是非常耐心细致地照顾她的丈夫。
Sometimes he would be violently angry.
有的时候她其实很愤怒。
But she kept trusting the Lord.
但她一直信靠神。
People said to her, why don't you divorce him?
人们对她说，为什么不离婚呢？
She said the Lord made it very clear to her that if she left him, he would not be saved.
但是她说，主对她很清楚地说，如果我离婚，我的先生不会得救。
Paul writes about that in the epistles, that the behavior Godly behavior of the wife can influence the husband. Someone who is serving the Lord Jesus stays with their husband, they can win them to Jesus.
彼得在他的书信里说，敬虔的女人可以影响她的先生，她的敬虔的品格可以影响她的先生来得救。
I know the end of the story.
我知道故事的结局。
About 40 years after their marriage, the man came to find Jesus.
在他们结婚40年以后，那位先生终于找到了耶稣。
Now you see, if she had not been willing to stay with him, he may have been lost forever.
你看，如果他没有坚持跟他在一起，这位先生就可能永远的失丧了。
So Lord wants to live out his life within each of us.
主耶稣希望从我们每一个人的身上活出。
No matter what situation we're in.
不管我们所在的环境是什么。
If we're married, we should let him be living out his life through us.
如果我们是结婚的，我们应该让他从我们身上活出他自己。
If we're single, we should be letting him live out his life within us.
若我们是单身的，我们也让他从我们身上活出他自己。
Just doing the will of God.
就是要遵行神的旨意。
Just centered on Christ Jesus.
就是以耶稣基督为中心。
Let him have his way.
让他用他的方式来做。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've asked Sister Alice to sing for us. Maybe this is a good time, Sister Alice, with us.
可不可以请圣秋为我们唱歌?
Yes, I'm here.
Praise the Lord.
Mercy, 我们现在要唱大诗歌本158首完全奉献。
Hallelujah.
好，我们大家一起来唱这首歌，完全奉献。全所有我献于耶稣，全所有我欢喜献，我要时常爱主靠主，与主相亲至永远。全所有奉献，全所有奉献，献于爱我尊贵救主，全所有奉献，全所有我献于耶稣，主的脚下我归依，世界快乐甘愿撇弃，求主收我于现世，全所有奉献，全所有奉献，献于爱我尊贵救主，全所有奉献，全所有我献于救主，使我完全属耶稣，求主圣灵向我证明，主属我，我属主，全所有奉献，全所有奉献，献于爱我尊贵救主，全所有奉献，全所有我献于耶稣，主与我尽献于你，将心望爱充满我心，赐我智慧与能力，全所有奉献，全所有奉献，献于爱我尊贵救主，全所有奉献，全所有我献于耶稣，灵魂身体都接近，救恩喜乐何等光荣，荣耀荣耀归主你，全所有奉献，全所有奉献，献于爱我尊贵救主，全所有奉献，全所有奉献，全所有奉献，献于爱我尊贵救主，全所有奉献。
Thank you, Sister Alice. Do you have something you want to share or pray? Either or.
Yes, we can pray. 主啊，我们谢谢你，我们来到你的面前。哦，主啊，我们说我们没有什么可以献上的。主啊，我们只有把自己献在你的脚前。哈利路亚，主啊，求你来塑造我们。
哈利路亚，主啊，你来洁净我们，将我们所有的，哦，主啊，不讨神所喜悦的都能够来除去。哦，主啊，我说我要更多的爱你，将我的爱更多的献在主的脚前。哈利路亚，主，愿你来夺走我的心。哦，主啊，让我真的是，哦，能够撇弃这世上的一切来跟随你。主啊，我们赞美你，赞美你，哈利路亚，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，主我在我心，主我在我心，啊，何等奇妙主恩基督。我在我心，主，我在我心，主，我在我心，啊，何等奇妙主恩基督，我在我心。Oh, Jesus, pour out your spirit.
Oh, 耶稣，浇灌下你的圣灵。
Come and live out your life within us.
来，在我们里面活出你的自己。
Come to every leader this morning.
临到我们每一位领袖今天早上。
Take us deeper.
带我们进更加的进深。
Help us to be more surrendered to you.
帮助我们更深的降服于你。
Help us to yield easier.
帮助我们更容易的降服于你。
Give us the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
赐给我们耶稣基督的灵。
And said, Not my will, but thine be done.
并且说，不是照我的意思，乃是照你的意思。
Come and pour out your Spirit upon us.
来充满浇灌你的灵在我们的当中。
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，阿门，哈利路亚。Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主耶稣。
阿巴沙拉巴兰达拉玛西亚达拉玛卡兰德。Pastor Lai, won't you pray for the leaders?
赖牧师，请你为领袖们祷告。
好的。主啊，谢谢你召我们来，就是要来尊荣耶稣基督。因此，主啊，今晚你透过经文教导我们，我们尊荣基督就是彼此顺服。主啊，圣灵来叫帮助我们做领袖的。当我们有所领受的时候，主啊，我们会跟同工一起祷告，一起查验彼此顺服，就是让我们的教会是以基督为中心的，让我们在家中，我们夫妻之间也彼此顺服，这样就是我们在家庭里，在教会里来尊荣基督，就会有得胜来到我们的家庭里，也会有得胜来到我们的教会中。主啊，我们把这宝贵的教导紧紧的记在心上，也彼此互相勉励。主啊，这话也是在提醒我，跟告诉我的，免得落在自己自以为意里面而不知晓之处。谢谢你，谢谢你让钟牧师帮我们做了一个最美的榜样，就是让同工成为我们的遮盖，常常跟同工一起祷告，一起分享，一起查验，彼此交通，共同领受。主，谢谢你的话何等的宝贵，借着玛莎牧师的口释放你 这天上的教导，提醒我们的心，圣灵帮助我们谨守并且遵行，这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚。Yes, Ron. Let us open our hearts to Jesus.
让我们向耶稣敞开心。
Let us reach out and touch him.
让我们伸出手来触摸到他。
Touch the hem of his garment.
触摸到他衣裳的坠子。
He is able to set us free.
他可以释放我们。
To be yielded vessels.
成为降服的器皿。
Emptied to be filled with him.
倒空，完全被他充满。
Fill us now, Lord Jesus, fill us now.
充满我们，主耶稣，充满我们。
Dear Ruby, you pray.
哦，亲爱的主，你在这里，你在这里。在查验每一颗心，主，你在寻找倒空的器皿，一无所有，完全的卑微，降服在你的脚前。主啊，我们都在这里，我们仰望你，我们的主，我们的神，你自己以你自己的圣灵充满我们的心，充满我们的全人，从里到外。主啊，我们对你说，我们的心愿就是来爱你，就是来降服于你，就是要明白知道你的心意。主，谢谢你，谢谢你，主啊，你在这里。哦，哈利路亚，照着你自己的方式来带领，来充满我们。谢谢你，耶稣，我们爱你，我们在这里等候你。哈利路亚，赞美你，谢谢你，耶稣。奉耶稣的名，阿们。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚。The Lord fills the hungry with good things.
主以美物使饥饿的人得以饱足。
The more we give out to help others, the more we need a filling from the Lord.
我们越给出帮助别人，我们就得到从主那里得到更好的。
We must never be too busy to sit alone with Jesus.
我们不能够过于忙碌，以至于单单坐在耶稣脚前。
We must be with our beloved Lord.
我们需要有耶稣的爱。
Men and women alike need a filling of the Holy Ghost.
不管男人女人，弟兄和姐妹，都需要圣灵完全的充满。
In order to lead others, we have to follow ourselves.
为了要领导别人，我们不能够跟着自己。
We must have Jesus.
我们必须有耶稣。
Let Jesus be the minister.
让耶稣成为那个服侍者。
As he lives out his life within us.
当他从我们里面活出他自己的时候。
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Yesu.
Come.
Yesu, 你来。
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主，谢谢你，耶稣。
It's wonderful to be together because Jesus said, "Where two or three of you gather in my name, there I am in your midst."
主应许说，当我们两三个人聚在一起的时候，他就在我们的当中。
I enjoy.
我非常的享受。
Coming together.
跟大家在一起。
I try to tune in when the other teachers are speaking.And right away, I sense the presence of the Lord.
我本来想要跟一个老师讲那一个主题，但是突然我意识到主的同在。
Even if I don't know the words they're saying, I sense the Spirit of the Lord.
虽然我不知道要说什么，但是我意识到圣灵他的同在。
Oh, how wonderful it is to be in his presence.
哦，在他的同在当中，何等的美好。
Our lesson today is on surrendering all.
我们今天的教导是关于全所有奉献。
Mrs. Robinson made this statement by the Lord.
罗宾森师母被主教导有这样的话语。
The very first step toward getting anywhere into the deep things of God is an absolute surrender.
进入神深奥事情的第一步就是一个完全的降服。
Consecration, abandonment to God.
奉献，完全委托管理权于神。
That's the very first step.
这是第一步。
We must surrender all.
我们必须完全的奉献。
And, well, many of us have made a consecration.
我们很多人已经奉献了呀。
Hopefully all of us have surrendered or we wouldn't be leaders.
如果我们没有全奉献，我们不会成为领袖。
But we find out that day by day, there's more to surrender.
但是每一天，一天一天过去，我们发现还有更多的事情要降服。
On the weekend, we had an opportunity to join Beautiful Morning.
上个周末我们有机会参加美好清晨。
And during that time, they were studying in Exodus, the crossing of the Red Sea.
我们学习到出埃及记，以色列人过红海。
It was a message that inspired me.
这个信息激励了我。
There's nothing too hard for God.
对神没有难成的事。
And the first verse we were to speak on was Exodus 14:15.
我们先读到了出埃及记十四章第十五节。
And in that verse, the Lord said, "Go forward."
在经文里，主说往前行。
Well, that's the very word the Lord gave me when we knew Pastor Chow had died.
当我们得知周牧师回天家的时候，那时主给了我这句话。
My husband and I planned to travel to Maryland for the funeral.
我先生和我计划要去马里兰参加他的葬礼。
Even though it was winter weather.
虽然是冬天的气候。
But I woke up early in the morning and the Lord spoke this word to my heart, "Go forward."
我很早醒来，主在我心里对我说了这句话，往前行。
And I knew it had something to do with the ministry, that God wants the ministry to go forward.
我知道这是关于我们事工的，他希望我们的事工往前行。
I believe, I see Pastor Lai shaking her head, yes.
莱姆是在点头。
Yes, it was the leaders felt the same way, go forward.
是的，我们的领袖都感到同样的。是的，我们要往前行。
Pastor Lai and Pastor Hong Leon, Pastor Lin were at our very first conference in Texas.
林牧师、凤莲牧师还有赖牧师，我们在阿拉斯的时候有第一次的聚集。
And they have stayed true to the light the Lord gave Pastor Chow.
他们一直持守神赐给周牧师的亮光。
They have branched out to serve the Lord.
他们一直在服侍主，在一直在前行。
Even though Pastor Lim had a trial period,
虽然林牧师有一段被试炼的时刻，
she was not defeated.
他没有被打败。
She was made stronger in the Lord Jesus.
他被在耶稣基督里面更加坚固了。
And when Pastor Guo came to the pilgrim camp, she fell in love with the light that was shining brightly.
当郭牧师来到纽约营地的时候，他也爱上了，深深地爱上了这个从主而来的亮光。
And Pastor Chow recognized her desire for Jesus.
周牧师认出了他心中对耶稣的渴望。
And the last time we were all together in 2019,
在2019年我们在一起。
He said to me, Sister Martha, we should have Pastor Guo be on our Texas registration as an officer.
他们对我说，玛莎姐妹，我们应该让郭牧师参加我们达拉斯的事工，作为一个行政的帮忙。
It was because Sister Nancy was not able to read or sign documents any longer.
因为周师母不能再读或者在文件上签字了。
And at that time, I said, "Oh, Pastor, don't you think Mercy too should be on record? She's your secretary."
我对周牧师说，你不觉得芷祥也应该在这个里面吗？她是你的秘书。
And he agreed immediately.
他立即同意了。
I couldn't get Mercy to agree, but he talked to her and he said, "Mercy, do this."
我不能说服芷祥，但是周牧师直接跟芷祥说，芷祥就顺服了。
And she obeyed.
她顺服了。
But when I think of the ministry as a whole, it's international ministry.
当我想到这个事工作为一个整体，它是一个国际性的事工。
I heard Pastor Lai teaching this year.
今年我听到了赖牧师的教导。
I said, "Lord, I know why she's a good teacher."
我对主说，主啊，我知道为什么赖牧师是一个非常好的老师。
Because she was a good student.
因为她是一个很好的学生。
If you want to be a good leader, a good teacher, you need to be a good student.
你要想成为一个好的领袖和老师，你必须先成为一个好学生。
We should always have that humility to learn.
我们总是需要学习谦卑。
Sometimes a little bit of knowledge makes us think we know a lot.
有的时候一点点的知识使我们感觉到我们知道了很多。
But the more we truly know, the more we realize how much more there is to learn.
但是我们知道的越多，我们才发现我们不知道的东西更多。
My teacher used to say, the room for improvement is the largest room in the world.
我的老师曾经说，要提高的那个教室是世界上最大的教室。
There's always more.
总是有更多的东西要学。
Forever learning.
我们一直在学习。
Learning from Jesus.
从耶稣学习。
And putting it into practice.
并且把它实践出来。
Let it become a reality in our life.
把它变成我们生活中的实际。
So when Mrs. Robbins said the first step is surrender,
所以罗炳森师母说第一步是要降服。
There are often times we need to continually surrender to the Lord.
很多的时候我们需要持续的向主降服。
I was telling you about our lesson on crossing the Red Sea.
我在跟大家分享关于就
I was so inspired. There's nothing we can't do.
在那个时刻，我们没有办法。
It looked like the enemy's behind us, and the sea is in front of us, and it's impossible.
好像仇敌在我们后面，红海在我们前面，这是一个绝境。
And there was a Red Sea.Standing in front of me,
在我的面前有一个红海隔着。
And someone said, "You can't do it."
有人对我说，你做不到。
And I said, inside, I didn't speak to them, but I said, We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
在我里面，我没有对他们说，但是我说，靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
I'm so full of faith.
我充满了信心。
As I taught that lesson, I said, nothing is too difficult for you, Lord.
当我教导那个课的时候，我说，主啊，在你没有难成的事。
But I felt the Lord speaking to my heart to seek him.
我感到主在对我的心说要寻求他的面。
And when I look closely to the Israelites crossing the Red Sea,
当我仔细地研读以色列人怎样过红海的时候，
the Lord spoke to Moses to go forward.
主对摩西说要往前行。
But that didn't happen until the next day.
但那是没有发生直到第二天。
There was a period when the Israelites had to wait patiently.
有一个以色列人需要耐心等候的时期。
After God spoke those words, go forward, the angel of God came between the two camps.
当主说要往前行之后，神的使者就来到以色列两营之间。
To the Israelites, it was light.
对以色列人来说，它是发光的。
Because just like Jesus said, I am the light of the world. In me, there's no darkness.
正如耶稣所说，他是世界的光，在他毫无黑暗。
But on the other side of the cloud, in front of the Egyptians, it was darkness.
但在云彩的另外一边，在埃及人那一边却是黑暗的。
It was the night.
那一夜。
And the children of Israel had to stay still all night long.
以色列的百姓必须整夜安静等候。
They had to wait God's timing.
他们必须要等待神的时机。
He knows what he's doing to lead us in a plain path.
他知道他在做什么，来引导我们进入到一个平坦的路径。
If they trusted God, I believe there were those that trusted, they probably fell asleep that night.
如果你信靠神的话，我相信那些很多人在那时刻信靠神，他们可能就睡着了。
Because they were covered with the cloud of God's presence.
因为他们被神同在的云彩所遮盖。
The enemy couldn't even see them.
仇敌甚至看不到他们。
But through the night, God was working.
但整夜神他自己在工
作。He was causing the waters to stand up.
他使海水立起。
He was causing dry ground to be on instead of the sea.
他使海中出现干地。
And when the morning came, that is when they went forward. They crossed the Red Sea.
当晨更的时候，那是他们离开通过红海的时候。
God provided.
神预备了。
And they saw the miracle.
他们看见了神迹。
And they believed.
他们相信了。
After they saw it.
当他们眼见之后。
But what the Lord impressed me after the lesson was over was that there are times when we need to stand still.
当这个课结束之后，主给我的印象是，有一些时期我们需要安静的站立。
Through those 40 years in the wilderness, the Israelites traveled when the cloud moved.
在旷野的40年，以色列人跟着云柱前行。
If the cloud lingered over the tabernacle, they stayed where they were.
当云彩停留在会幕的上面的时候，他们就停留在他们所在的地方。
We need to be careful to follow the cloud.
我们需要谨慎地来跟随云彩。
Yes, I was very inspired to cross the Red Sea that was standing in front of me.
是的，我很被激励要跨过红海，在我面前的红海。
Oh, nothing is too hard for God.
哦，对神没有难成的事。
But I have learned that I need to be sure this is God's leading.
但是我在学习到，我必须要确信这是神的引导。
Even with the Israelites, they had to wait until morning to cross.
即使对以色列人来说，他们必须整夜等候，直到早晨才过红海。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 28, we read, Blessed are all they that wait for him.
在以赛亚书30章18节，他说，凡等候他的都是有福的。
And in Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 7, in the King James Version, says, Their strength is to sit still.
在以赛亚书30章第7节，钦定本圣经说，他们的力量在于坐而不动。
God has his periods when he calls us to sit still.
当神呼召我们坐而不动，安静等候的时候，他有他的时间。
If some of the children of Israel decided, well, they were going to swim across, they would have drowned.
如果有些以色列人决定说，我们要游泳通过红海，他们可能就被淹死了。
They had to obey God's command.
他们必须要顺服神的命令。
There's another verse in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 26.
在以赛亚书28章16节。
Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation.
看哪，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，宝贵的房角石，是稳固根基。
Whoever believes the servant of the Lord shall not make haste.
信靠的人，神的仆人必不着急。
Yesterday, I was telling you about the wonderful service we had at our church and the pastor reminding us that we are his daughters.
昨天在我们的教会，我们的牧师有非常美好的分享，告诉我们，我们是主的女儿。
And then the pastor called all of the women, whether you were a mother or not,to come forward.
牧师呼召所有的女性，无论是母亲还是女儿，来到台前。
He had all of us gather in front of the altar.
他让我们在讲台前面聚集。
There was some worship music, young girls singing.
有一些敬拜的音乐，年轻的女孩在敬拜。
But he told us,to raise our hands and reach out to touch Jesus.
但他告诉我们要伸出手来触摸耶稣。
He said, you can kneel if you want to.
他说如果你愿意你可以跪下来。
Some older women are not able to kneel or get up.
有些年长的姊妹她们不能够跪或者站起来。
Oh, I wanted to kneel.
哦，我想要跪下来。
Because the Lord was dealing with me about this Red Sea that I felt I wanted to cross in faith.
因为我知道主在跟我对付我关于我想要过红海这件事。
I got down on my knees.
我跪下。
I wished I was all alone. I wanted to lie flat on my face.
我巴不得我是一个人。我在面伏于地。
So for over all of Saturday and Sunday, I was crying out to Jesus.
整个礼拜六、礼拜天，我都在向主呼喊。
I just want you and your will for my life.
我只要你自己，你的旨意对于我的生命。
I said, Oh, Jesus, If I plan not of you, set my plan aside.
主耶稣，如果我的计划不是出于你，把我的计划放在一边。
I'm waiting on you.
我要等候你自己。
So as I was there on my knees, Pastor came through and laid hands on each one of us.
当我跪在那里的时候，牧师走过来给每一个人按手。
And I bowed my head onto the carpet.
我面伏于地，伏在地毯上。
I felt like no one was there but Jesus and me.
我感到没有一个人在旁边，只有主耶稣和我。
I said, Oh, Jesus, I just want your will.
我说，主耶稣，我只要你的旨意。
Don't let me have my own way.
不要让我有自己的方式。
Make me willing to do your will.
使我愿意来遵行你的旨意。
And I began to cry and weep before the Lord.
我开始在主面前哭泣。
We all had to wear masks in our church.
在我们的教会，每个人都要戴口罩。
But my nose was running and my tears were falling and my mask was soaking wet.
我的眼泪鼻涕一大把，我的口罩都湿透了。
I surrender all, Jesus.
主耶稣，我完全地降服于你。
And he spoke this verse into my heart.
他将这些话说在我的心里。
The servant of the Lord shall not make haste.
主的仆人必不着急。
Hallelujah. And I had such wonderful presence. The reason I was crying is because Jesus came.
主的同在非常的美好，我为什么哭，就是因为主跟我在一起。
If you see me crying, it's not because I'm sad, it's because Jesus comes.
如果你看到我哭泣，不是因为我伤心，而是因为耶稣的同在。
And he melts my heart.
他融化了我的心。
It's wonderful to wait on him.
来等候他是非常的美好。
Even though when we're certain of his leading, we need to be careful it's Jesus and not our own spirit.
即使有时候我们很确定他是他的引导，我们也要小心是出于耶稣而不是出于我们自己。
I was reminded too of the story of Lazarus dying in John chapter 11.
我也被提醒在约翰福音十一章关于拉撒路的故事。
Verse 20 says, Martha, as soon as she heard Jesus was coming, went and met him.
在二十节，马大一听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他。
But Mary sat still in the house.
玛利亚却仍然安静地坐在家里。
As soon as Jesus called for her, she got up and came.
耶稣一来叫她，她就立即起来。
But it's important to know when he wants us to come or when he wants us to sit still.
但是很重要的是，我们要知道他是让我们起来，还有什么时候是让我们起来，什么时候让我们安静地坐下。
How can we learn to be led by God's Spirit?
我们怎么样能够学习被神的圣灵引导呢？
The Holy Spirit wants to train us day by day.
圣灵渴望每一天来训练我们。
As leaders, we especially need to learn how to be led by the Spirit.
作为领袖，我们尤其需要学习怎样被圣灵引导。
Many years ago, probably 40 years ago,
大概30年以前，
I marked some pages in Radiant Glory.
我在《荣耀的光辉》这本书上画了一些重点。
We may not have time to read it all, but it's in chapter 22.
我们可能没有时间读全部的内容。中文的荣耀的光辉是第十九章。
The chapter is called In God's Training School.
在上帝的训练学校里。
And toward the very end of the chapter, there's a, from Mrs. Robinson's diary, July 27.
在这一章的末后，是在罗宾森师母提到是七月二十七日。
I'm going to read some of it for you.
我会读一些其中的内容。
But I encourage you this week to read it in your Chinese books.
来鼓励大家这一周。
Starting with the second paragraph. Today God seems to have made the way open and plain for me to wait on him.
今天神似乎清楚地为我开了等候他之路。
Sitting at the feet of Jesus.
坐在耶稣的脚前。
Oh, how much we need to do that.
哦，我们多需要如此。
God is working something out in me.
神正在我里面做一些工作。
I have that sense of being in his training school.
我觉得自己是在他的训练学校里。
Sometimes his working seems so plain.
有时候他的工作显而易见。
Again, I just have to stand still and trust.
我只需站住不动并信靠他。
I'm persistently holding before him my plea to know his will.
我一直不断地在他面前恳求，我要明白他的旨意。
He's teaching me in many ways.
他在许多的方面教导我。
Letting me have strong impressions to do things that are not his will.
他让我强烈的感觉要做某些并不是他旨意的事情。
And then closing every door to show me I am wrong.
然后把门一关告诉我错了。
I was puzzled at first, but I believe now he's making me to measure the difference between impressions and leadings.
起初我很困惑。但如今我相信他是在让我衡量感觉与引导之间的区别。
This is coming plain.
很清楚的一件事。
To know the mind of God, we must be free from our own mind.
要明白神的心思，我们必须从自己的心思里得释放。
He literally has to think through us.
事实上他必须借着我们来思想。
In order to get the mind of God, we must get our thoughts off everything else that would influence.
为了明白神的意念，我们必须使自己的思想脱离任何影响我们的事物。
The conditions, the advice, opinions, impressions, you read it.
无论是环境、劝告、意见、感觉、倾向、欲望、感情等都要放下、倒空，然后带着空白的心思安静在神面前，让他明确地说话。有时他如此做，或者让他把一个确切不变、肯定且清楚的感动铭刻在心。
Yes.So the first thing I did was not tell anybody about my problem because I would get a lot of advice.
我所做的第一件事就是我不告诉很多人关于我的问题，以免我得到很多的劝告和建议。
I had to be empty.
我必须倒空。
Let the Lord speak to me.
让主来对我说话。
Give me a clear conviction.
给我一个清楚的感动。
The next paragraph, if you read that.
我还学会一个人必须提防强烈的感觉。他们或许是出于神，但当我们有这些感觉时，我们应该安静地侍立在神面前，倒空自己。以得着他的心思意念。如果这感觉是出于神，他会加深加强，并且茁壮长成清楚稳实无误的感动， 有这样的带领，一个人会在众多反对势力中屹立不摇。
We need to get still before God.
我们需要安静在神面前。
That's why I woke up Saturday morning at 4:30 and I had to get alone with God.
那就是为什么周六我必须在四点半早上醒来。
I wanted to keep emptying out.
我要持续地被倒空。
Realizing that not all impressions are true leadings from the Holy Spirit.
意识到不是所有的感动感觉都是真实的圣灵的引导。
As we wait quietly before the Lord, He Himself will verify whether we're moving in the right spirit.To be fully pleasing in His sight.
当我们安静地坐在主的脚前，他自己会印证我们是否是在一个正直的灵里行走，在他的眼中看为全然喜悦。
Hallelujah. Even when we have a strong impression that God has given us light about what we are to do.
即使有时候我们有很强烈的感动，觉得神已经给我们了做一件事的亮光。
We must continue to surrender our thoughts to Him.
我们必须持续地把我们的心思意念降服于他。
Wait patiently for Him to confirm the word.
耐心地等候他话语的确认。
I want to say this very clearly.In all humility, we must believe that we could be wrong.
我想要清楚地表明这句话，在全人的谦卑里，我们必须相信我们会错。
We must not insist on having our own way.
我们必须不能够坚持自己的方式和方法。
So it's not justPeople's advice, but sometimes it's our own self.
有的时候不光是别人的建议，乃是我们的自我。
Hallelujah. Oh, the next page, fourth. Do you see the paragraph says fourth?
Yes.
It takes great patience.
需要有耐心。
God isn't in a hurry.
神从不匆忙。
Eternity's years are His.
永恒的岁月属于他。
He will not let us hurry Him.
他不允许我们催逼他。
Would you read the rest of that paragraph?
听见他声音的首要条件是安静下来，要有耐心。所有的烦躁、焦虑、匆忙、不安。都会成为拦阻。神在深邃的宁谧里行动，他不借着旋风和地震对人里面的耳朵说话，虽然他也有这类的信息，但对神的孩子，他是用安静微小的声音温和地说话。一定要安静，在灵魂的静寂里去遇见他，听见他的声音。一定要忠诚，驯服的忠诚，安静下来，静静地侍立着，直到神说话。
That's what I wanted to do, keep quiet before him.
这是我所想要做的，一直安静在他的面前。
He's never in a hurry.
他从不匆忙。
And until I could hear clearly from him, I just kept waiting.
直到我可以很清楚地从他得着他的话语，我必须一直安静。
From Friday afternoon all day Saturday.
从周五到周日。
Going to church Sunday.
周日去了教会。
I said, my pastor knows nothing about this, but Lord, let him speak to me.
我的牧师并不知道所发生的事情，但是神让他对我说了话。
And when he called us to the altar, I knew Jesus was answering my cry.
当他呼召我们来到祭坛的时候，我知道主听了我的呼求。
And when I came down before him,
当我在他的脚前下来,
kneeling,
跪在那里,
and weeping before him,
在他面前哭泣,
his presence was so wonderful.
他的同在非常的奇妙。
He brought my thoughts into captivity.
他把我的思想掳掠。
And I learned that sometimes my impression is not right.
我学习到有的时候我的感动或说感觉不是正确的。
Sometimes doors open and we think that's the door to go through.
有的时候门开了我们就觉得这就是我们要进入的门。
When I was asked to join the beautiful morning, right away I thought, oh, what a wonderful opportunity.
当我被邀请加入美好清晨的时候，我想到说，哦，多么美好的机会。
But as I kept asking the Lord about that a month ago,
一个月之前，当我一直求问神的时候，
I felt impressed to start with once a month.
我有一个感动，是一个月一次开始。
Even though some encourage me to make it twice a month.
其实有些人建议我一个月两次。
I thought for the first month it should be once a month.
但我觉得刚开始需要一个月一次。
We'll see what Jesus leads in the future.
我们要看耶稣在将来怎么样来带领。
But we can't go beyond what the Lord appoints.
我们不能够前行，除非主先来指示我们。
God moves in great harmonies.
神是在极大的和谐当中运作。
Stillness and waiting and patience.
这种安静、等候、忍耐。
And submission.
降服。
Leads us into his perfect will.
引导我们进入他完美的旨意。
It brings us into harmony.
带领我们进入和谐之中。
As we wait quietly before the Lord, He Himself will verify whether we're moving in the right spirit.
当我们安静地等候在主面前的时候，他自己会印证我们是否行走在正直的灵里。
Even when we have a strong impression that God has given us light about what we are to do.
即使我们有一个很强烈的感动，神已经给了我们做某件事的亮光。
We must continue to surrender our thoughts to Him.
我们必须持续地把我们的心思意念降服于他。
Wait patiently for Him to confirm the word.
耐心地等候他话语的确认。
Listen to his voice.
听他的声音。
And listen also to dear friends.
也听我们同伴的声音。
Sometimes they have the word of the Lord.
有的时候他们能够得着神的话语。
And realize we could be wrong.
并且意识到我们可能会错。
Just tell him over and over again, Jesus, I just want you and your will.
我一再地告诉主，主耶稣，我只要你的旨意，你的意思。
I know your will is best.
我知道你的旨意是最好的。
I know your will will defeat the work of the enemy.
我知道你的旨意会击败仇敌的工作。
I will rest in your love.
我要在你的爱里安息。
God's will not only has what to do, it has a when to do it.
神的旨意通常有两方面，不光是做什么，而且是什么时候去做。
It was God's will for the Israelites to go forward and cross the Red Sea.
当然是神的旨意，他想让以色列人往前行过红海。
But it was not that night that God said that.
但并不是那一个晚上。
They had to wait till the next morning.
他们必须等到第二天早上。
When God rolled back the waters.
当神把海水全然退去。
And then they walked through.
然后他们就安全通过。
Remember when Jesus was going, heard about Lazarus dying, and he didn't go.
记得耶稣当他听说拉撒路快要死的时候，他没有立即去。
Well, his good friends Mary and Martha says, "Why didn't you come?"
他的好朋友马大和玛利亚说，你怎么没有来呢？
And one time his own brother says, why don't you go up to Jerusalem and show yourself?
曾经耶稣的兄弟说，你为什么不去耶路撒冷来展示你自己呢？
Jesus said, my time has not yet come.
主耶稣说，我的时候还没有到。
He said, your time's always ready.
你们的时候常是方便的。
Because they always did just what they wanted, when they wanted to.
因为我总是做别人想要我做的，他们想要我们什么时候做。
And as Jesus then, after those 4 days, he decided, let's go see Lazarus.
4天以后，耶稣决定要去看拉撒路。
His own disciples said, why now? He said, why should we go now? Because the Jews will be after you to capture you and there's trouble.
他的门徒说，为什么现在去呢？如果现在去，犹太人要抓住你，要来迫害你了。
That's what happens to us when we have a decision to make. There'll be those that are for it and those that are against it.
这常发生在我们身上，当我们需要做一个决定的时候，有些人是支持，有些人是反对。
That's why we have to have plenty of time with the boss.The Holy Spirit.
所以我们必须要有足够的时间跟我们的老板，就是圣灵在一起。
Is Jesus Lord?
耶稣是我们的主吗？
Are we following him or are we choosing our own path?
我们是在跟随他，还是我们在选择自己的道路？
We can't expect his blessing if we're not in his perfect will.
如果我们不是在他完美的旨意当中，我们不能够期待他的祝福。
We cannot expect his protection if we're not in the center of his will.
如果我们不是在他旨意的中心，我们不能够期待他的祝福。
It's so important to have our hearing tested.
我们的所听见的必须要被试验。
Did we hear his voice or were we hearing the voice of other people?
我们是在听他的声音还是在听其他人的声音？
Or the loudest voice we often hear is our own selfish voice.
我们所听见最大的声音常常是我们自我的声音。
Only as we get alone with Jesus, get quiet before him.
只有当我们单独与耶稣同在，
Will he make us to know his will?
他就会让我们知道他自己的意思。
To choose his will.
来选择他的意思。
To surrender to his will.
来降服于他的意思。
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And his will and his timing will defeat the enemy.
他的旨意，他的时机会击败仇敌。
The Israelites got clear across the Red Sea.
以色列人谨慎地过了红海。
And the enemy thought, we can do it too.
仇敌说，哦，我们也可以这样做。
But God told Moses, raise your rod and the waters will come down on them.
主对摩西说，你举手伸杖，海水就会淹没他们。
Moses obeyed.
摩西顺服了。
And the waters covered the Egyptians.
海水就淹没了埃及人。
Not one of them escaped.
没有一个剩下的。
Oh, blessed will of God, help me to be more surrendered to your will.
哦，主，有福的旨意，帮助我更多的降服于你的旨意。
Lord, help us to seek for your will.
主帮助我们寻求你的意思。
Help us to lay our impressions at your feet.
帮助我们把我们的感动感觉放在你的脚前。
And say, Jesus, what would you have me to do?
来求问你，主啊，你要我们做什么？
I obey you.
我要顺服你。
I wait.
我要等候。
Your will.
等候你的旨意。
I continue to wait until I hear your voice clearly.
我要一直的等候，直到我可以清楚的听见你的声音。
And when I hear, I will obey.
当我一听见，我就要顺服。
I will know it was the Lord.
我会知道这是出于主的。
And in all humility, I say that again.
在全人的谦卑中，我要再一次声明。
Don't feel so confident unless you have been alone with Jesus and he has made it definite in your soul.
除非你单独的跟耶稣在一起，他使你很清楚，很确定的知道，在你的灵魂当中，就不要那么自信。
I needed this lesson to know I could be wrong.
我需要学习一件事，我可
能。Oh, I could not be making the right decision.
我可能不会做正确的决定。
And oftentimes my husband will correct me.
常常我的先生会纠正我。
Or sometimes God really shows me something definite we should do.
有的时候神很清楚地指示我要做什么。
But I have learned when Jim says no, I let it go.
我学习到当我的先生 Jim 说不的时候，我就要放下。
And then if it is the Lord, maybe two or three days later, my husband comes to me and he said, I was out working in the yard and I feel we're to do that.
过两三天之后，如果主喜悦，他会使我的先生改变他的意思。
He said, the Lord spoke to me when I was riding my lawnmower.
他说，当我在割草的时候，主对我说话了。
And he said, we are to do that.
我们是要那样做。
I said, well, you see, we don't have to fight for God's will, ladies. God's big enough to handle.
但我们不需要为着神的旨意而争吵。
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we're yours. We're all together surrendered to you.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们属于你，我们全然的降服于你。
We want to be in your training school.
我们要在你的训练学校里。
We want to be good students.
我们想要成为好的学生。
That you may make us into good teachers.
你可以塑造我们成为好的老师。
We want to learn to humble ourselves before you.
我们要学习谦卑自己在你的面前。
And always be dependent on you.
全然的依靠你。
Help us to take the correction of the Holy Spirit.
帮助我们接受圣灵的纠正。
Help us to be willing to listen.
帮助我们愿意聆听。
And sometimes you speak through a voice
有的时候,
of someone else, a friend.
有的时候你借着我们同伴来对我们说话。
Don't let us be so proud.
不要让我们成为这么骄傲。
That we won't listen.
以至于我们不愿意听。
Cover us with your humility.
用你的谦卑覆庇我们。
Give us a meek and obedient heart.
给我们一个温柔顺服的心。
We ask it for your glory.
我们恳求是为着你的荣耀。
And in your name.
也奉你的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Mercy, are you with us this morning?
Yes.
You want to pray, dear?
Okay.
Hallelujah.
谢谢主耶稣，主啊，你正在对我们的心说话。主啊，让我们可以心可以降服在你的面前。主啊，不让我们坚持自己的感动、意见、看法， 主啊，你更多的来倒空我们的心。主耶稣啊，你的爱来充满我们。主啊，你的爱来激励我们。主啊，让我们看见你的心意，你的美善，你的美好，以至于我们愿意，甘心乐意的愿意来倒空，愿意放下来重新学习。主啊，愿意更深的来明白你的心意。主啊，我要更多的来明白你的心意，我想要知道你的心意，就是你的心意。主啊，你也让我们这礼拜在这个上帝的学校，上帝训练的学校里，主啊，我们说我们愿意来学习。主啊，我愿意来学习。主啊，我就是想要来学习。所以主，你每一天都来帮助我，来教我。主啊，让我更深更深的能够进到你的里面，在你的里面常常等候你。主啊，你要常常对我的心说话。主啊，让我可以能够明白你的心意，能够明白你的心意。主啊，使你的心得到满足。主啊，更深的倒空，更深的制作。主啊，你的圣灵现在就大大的充满我们，充满我们。你炼净，你光照，你倒空，主啊，也让我们有更多的忍耐，如同你忍耐我们一样。主啊，更多的忍耐赐给我们，能够等候你，直到你很清楚的向我们的心说话，用你的圣经的话语也很清楚的对我们的心说话。谢谢主，祷告奉耶稣的名，阿门。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。Mercy, if anyone else wants to pray, will you let them know? Anybody else has something? We still have a few minutes.One of the teachers or one of the leaders.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，感谢你，我们感谢你。主啊，我们愿意把自己全然的献上。主啊，我们知道我们献的还不够。主啊，我们感谢你，透过今天的话语，主啊，叫我们知道你的旨意。等候你的旨意，哦，不是自己的意识，不是自己的时间，不是自己的脚步，而是你的时间。主啊，叫我们心里不要这样急躁。主啊，叫我们学习安静的等候你，学习的坐在你的脚前。哦，亲爱的主耶稣啊，我们需要你，需要你，圣灵啊，更多的充满我们。哦，我们愿意的把自己献给你。主啊，我们知道，除非我们把自己全然的献给你，主啊，不然我们什么都做不了。主啊，帮助我们回应你的呼召，回应你的话语，回应你所教导的。主啊，今天你透过哦。马上牧师为我们跟我们说话，主啊，你对我们说话，主啊，叫我们全然奉献给你，也叫我们全然的彼此顺服，也叫我们哦等候你的旨意，主啊，叫我们全然的明白你的旨意，主啊，你也教导哦我们每一位线上的家人们，主啊，也帮助我。哦，更多的等候在你面前，更多的等候，哦，更深的了解、明白你的旨意、你的带领。主啊，愿你的旨意行在我们的身上，如同行在天上。
愿你的旨意行在我们的身上。主啊，不是我们的意识，乃是你的意识。就好像耶稣，哦，主耶稣对你说，不是他的意识，乃是你的意识。主啊，今天我们愿意把我们自己的心意，把自己的心思意念全然的献给你。主耶，我们把自己的灵魂体献上，主啊，我们才能够被你得着。主啊，我们谢谢你跟我们说话，再一次的跟我们说话，再一次的对付我们这个里面的自我老我，再一次的让我们，哦，让我的心完全的献给你。主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你今天，哦，这样的恩待我们，这样的引领我们，谢谢你圣灵在我们的里头做的工作，我们感谢你。主啊，我们告诉你，我们爱你，我们爱你，我们真的爱你，但是我们献的不够，我们还没有全然的献给你。今天晚上就让我们在这里的每一位全然的把自己献给你，全然的献给你。主啊，求你接纳我们，求你帮助我们。我们感谢你，耶稣，感谢你，我们爱你。我们这样的感谢祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。哈利路亚。
主耶稣，我们要感谢赞美，在今天课程的后段，玛莎牧师跟我们分享。全然的跟随，完全的跟随，啊，顺服在主，而不是顺服在我们自己的感觉，不是我们自己的感动，因为我们常会有错。主啊，我们要将一切啊的主权放在主耶稣你的身上，你发动，我们才有动。你没有说，我们就不能动。主，你这也是我们啊生命中很不容易的功课，要听跟随啊，不是跟着自我的感觉或者自己的感动。主，你要我们全然的降服，乃是不要我们替主做主张，替主做计划，做规划，乃是要顺着主你的心意而行，把我们自己更多的放下，更多的钉死，更多安静的等候在主你脚前。当主你微小的声音，确确实实微小的声音提醒的时候，主啊，我们才知道要做，而不是啊，我们常常替主啊做了一些的决定。感谢主，这是我们很难的一个功课，但是也是最美的生命的学习。谢谢主，通过今天晚上这后段的教导，让我们知道要隐藏在主你里面，不要太多有我们自己的主张，因为我们常做错，我们也实在是常做许多错误的决定。云彩没有引领我们走，我们就不走。谢谢主，让我们再一次从生命去学习怎么真实的跟随圣灵。谢谢主，把我们生命中的那个坚持，那个执着放在主你脚前。主啊，谢谢你把你自己更多的充满我们，让我们更多的安静，更多的在主你面前等候，让等候的时间够，让给神的时间够。谢谢主耶稣，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
所以说我们感谢你，赞美你，你的道路一定是高过我们的道路，你的意念一定是高过我们的意念。主啊，从以色列的这么多年的历史，你自己来带他们的时候，他们就得胜；当他们靠自己的时候，他们就失败。主啊，从我们自己的经历，从我们服事里边的经历，我们也无数次的这样经历了，是你自己出乎你自己的，就是极大的荣耀，但是出乎我们自己的，主啊，就没有什么果效。哦，主耶稣，但是你知道我们最难最难的就是等候，因为我们天生就是好动的，一有什么我们就要去做，我们学了又学，学了又学。主啊，我们真的是每一天每一天都要来学，每一天都有需要等候等候，好像是你的旨意了，我们仍然要验证验证，确定再确定，实在是出乎你的，而且你叫我们 go 我们才去。哦，主啊，感谢你，赞美你。主啊，我们要是学会了这个功课，很多很多的难处都会迎刃而解。主啊，帮助我们，提醒我们，今天你提醒我们，今天借着课提醒我们，还要在每天圣灵还要常常提醒我们，当我们还不该动的时候，你就叫我们静下来，静下来，来等候，来寻求。哦，主啊，但愿我们真的是学会这个功课，让一切都是在出乎你的旨意，在你的旨意当中，在你的荣耀当中。哦，主耶稣，当我们这样学的时候，我们的生命也都会改变，我们自然就会变得温柔了，有忍耐了。哦，主，我们何等的需要，感谢你，赞美你，赞美你。主啊，把这个忍耐，把这个温柔，把这个等候都赐给我们，赐给我们。我谢谢主。主啊，随听我们今天的祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名祈求。Amen.
Lord Jesus, we so enjoy being in your presence.
主耶稣，我们如此享受在你的同在当中。
We just ask that you will be with every leader this morning.
我们恳求你与每一位领袖同在。
Come to each one of them.
临到他们每一位。
Manifest your presence to them.
彰显你自己的同在。
As we reach out to touch the hem of your garment.
当我们伸出手来触摸你衣裳的罪，
We ask for fresh infillings of the Holy Spirit.
我们恳求你新鲜的恩膏来充满我们。
You will live out your life within us.
你要从我们活出你自己。
That we be as careful to hear your voice as you were to hear your Father's voice.
我们要更谨慎地听你的声音，正如你听父的声音。
We pray that we'll follow the cloud of your presence.
我们祷告，我们要跟随你同在的云彩。
And we will enjoy Jesus.
我们要享受耶稣。
In the hardest places, help us to rejoice always.
在最艰难的地方，让我们常常喜乐。
And those in tribulation, they count it all joy.
那些在被逼迫患难中要常常以为大喜乐。
Those that are partaking of your sufferings.
那些与你患难有分的人。
They will also receive the glory of your presence.
他们也会领受你荣耀的同在。
Be with us until we gather again.
与我们同在，直到我们下次的聚集。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.